ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ila Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36, or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Meseches Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud. The Gemara begins in the middle of the Maisa with Oin Ben Peles, how his wife was Matzlim from Nadas Kairach. The Gemara in the bottom of the Omid before in Kuf Tesma Bey said that what she did was she gave him to drink wine and she put him to sleep and she sat on the front of the house. She undid her hair. Rashi explains, she undid her hair. Yosha Pesach Abayis, call me Shoyabo Likroy, Royeb Roysha Perua Vechazer. Anybody who came to call Ayn Ben Peles to join the Das Kairach saw that her hair was loose, Vechazer, and went away and didn't stay there. The Mefarshim asked an obvious question, what was her heter to do that? Let's Mavur and Ingmarik Subis and Ayn Bezim at Aleph, that Roysha Perua, to let your hair be uncovered for a married woman, is a deraisa, the chsiv of foras, roisha, ha'isha. And Tanavei Rishmol, Azahara, we learn from over here, Azahara warning the Vnais Yisrael, shleyetu beferu ha'roish. So, what was her heta to do that? Some say that maybe that she was chayshish, that in the end her husband's going to die, and to gather beguach nefesh. She was poshet, did something which taka aser, but she did it because of beguach nefesh. Lachar, you could also say, it says in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, Kuf Tezvav, Siv Dalid, that Das Yehudis is only in a chotzer Shirabim Beikin Boy. Only in a chotzer which many people traverse, which is public property. People go by all the time. And the Chalkas Mechaykek over there says that Besei Chatzei Ra, in her own chotzer, there's no Issa Prias Roish, even to be Oival Das Yehudis. No, you're not being Oival Das Yehudis. It's Fakez Mitzadid, there's no Issa Medina. The Beis Shmuel says, Issa Drabonon. But the Chalks B'chayk says no Issa B'chlal. The Bialochin, Simon Ayin Hey, Sif Beis, bring the Shem to Melech Avram, Shem Toisvis, that there's taken no Issa Medina in a Chotzer She'en Anoshim Metzuyin Shom. And even though the Smag, Shem Yerushalmi, says it is also Medina, but the place in the hold is not also Medina. The Bialochin brings that the Zohar was Machmir Ma'od Bozev V'chein Royal Linig. The Chasam Sefer Tak in the Tshuvah says that nowadays, since it's Kvar Kiblo Layu Avois Aviseinu, Kilu, this is a din and a halacha, so it's also medina. Well, kaponim, you can refer to me in the Gemara by the Eishes Oin Ben Peles that she was Yoshua Pesach Hatzera a Chotzer Shein Rabin Boykin Boy. So luchay, there's no Issa de Raisa, and even those and no Issa Bechla, a lot of Poiskim, even according to the Poiskim that hold that there's an Issa Drabanon, but luchay over here was before the Takanas Chazal. So then there's no Isser Bechlal. So it's not such a shtaka taina at all, could be no Isser at all, for her to be Seisser, her here, and to be Yeshal Pesach HaBayis. The Altman Kelm pointed out from this Gemara, a Dover Pella. You see from over here how much the Yetzirah is Mesame, how much he blinds the Enei Adam. You see, the Anshei Kairach, they were Kedoshim. Mamish Kedoshim and Tahirim. And on even on a Re'iyah, just to look from far, on the Sara Isha, they were ready in their toyim lacharein. They went backwards. They didn't want to come near the chotzer. They didn't come at all. They left her. It was chayzer. It was some adaktiv kal v'chamura. But to be chaylik and the mani gadar, Moshe Rabbeinu, that they did do. So you see the Yitzhara, when he causes a person to do an aveir, he blinds him in one aspect, even though really in other areas he's so strict and he's so machmer and he's so elich. But the person has to always be on guard where the Yitzhara is coming in. The Gemara continues and speaks about Kriye Moyed. It says Kriye Moyed, where it says Shayoyin la'aber shonim v'likvaya chadoshim. These chamishim v'sayim yishum yichodim shebeedo, very special people. They knew how to ma'aber the shonim, how to make leap years, and how to be kaveh the chadoshim. The shaila is, and the Gemara says right afterwards, the Gemara says anshe shem shayilam shem b'chol oilam. They had a name in the ganze welt. These v'sayim chamishim yish, very choshva people. What does it mean that anche shem shem chol olam? So the Marsha is mevayer that in b'derech efsher that they had a shem b'chol olam. They were known in the whole world because they were very wealthy, because Korach made them very wealthy by giving them a chelik of his money. We know Korach was a big oisher. But it doesn't explain the hemshech. It starts off, "Vaykum fnei Moshe anoshim nei Yisrael chamishim osayim yimuchadim shveeda." They create moyed. They know already ma'aber shadim. The kavod chadoshim punkt. You spoke about these two in yonim. There was such chacham. They knew how to make the leap years and the kaveya the months. And then you say anshei shem shoyelam shem choloilam because the fact that Korach made them wealthy. L'chayra has no shayches one inyan to the next inyan. Ulai we can imazber apid the gemara in Shabbos nafayin hey. The Gemara says, "Om Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Om Rav Yoichanan, minayin shemitzvah adam mitzvah lo adam lechashev tkufis umazolis." How do we know there's a mitzvah on a person to calculate the tkufis, the seasons, and the mazolis? Shenema ushmartem vaasisem. You should do. You should watch, and you should do. Ki chochmaschem uvinaschem leinei ha'amim. It's your chochma and your understanding in front of all the nations of the world. The Gemara says, "Eizel chachma uvina shein hila enei ha'amim." What is a chachma and a bina that's in front of all the nations? All the nations become aware of. Haviyomer zeh chishuv tkufos amazolis. That's me mechashev the tkufos, the seasons, and the mazolis. Okay, you see from the Gemara that what's called chachma, what's called bina. That's the chishuv tkufos amazolis was a very difficult, challenging aspect of chachma. That if somebody was able to master it, then that would give him a good name, and even in front of the goyim. It's chochmaschem uvinaschem leinei amim. So possibly that's a posh pshat maybe in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that vayakum lefnei Moshe, who stood against Moshe Rabbeinu? Anoshim nei Yisrael, who are they? The chamishim asayim, who are they? Miuchadim shebeedo. They were kriyei moyed. And the Gemara says they were yoidim la'aber shonim likvoye chadoshim. They were bekiim in ibur ashana and making the shonim to leap year and to be kaveh the chadoshim chaydish molei chaydish chaser. And that's a totally in the cheshbon of tekufis mazolis. And that the Gemara says that calls that a chachmaschem vinaschem mele. That's leini amim. That they all it's a mitzvah to mechash such a thing. And it brings out the chachma of Klal Yisrael. That's the hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says anshe shem shoyelam shem bechol oilam. This itself brings out a shem bechol oilam. The chachma of tekufis mazolis. The fact that they knew how to ma'aber shanim and to be koveya chadoshim. Efshe, it's a pshat thing, but it's very geshmak that the Gemara shtims with the Gemara in Shabbos in Mamish the same lashon that calls them to be that makes them into Yiduitika people into anshe shem. Noch ashtikel the Gemara says of pella vayisha meish yipal al ponav mash mu shama. What did he hear? Om Rav Shmuel by Nachmeni, Om Rav Yenison shechashdu meishas ish. They were choshed Moshe Rabbeinu from the Avera Pashtus. It means the Avera Veshasish. Never like it says, V'ikana l'Moshe v'machana. A lashon of a kinoi. A lashon of warning their wives from Moshe Rabbeinu. They suspected him of the worst Avera. Om Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, Melamich, Kolecha v'echa, Kine, Esishtu v'Moshe. It was Mekana, his wife. Don't seclude yourself from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shnei Moshe yigach so'el, v'notle mechutz l'machana. You have to go on the other side of the machana. It's a pella, so the pshatnis, the choshtim, from Moshe Sish. There's a goin, in Aderes Eliyo, in Parshas Bolak. He says that all the Nevi'im were mekabal the nevuah aide malochim. He said the malochim are called Ishim. And mekabal from a malach is like an isha, it's mekabal from a husband. So mekabal nevuah from a malachim that machunim ishim, that's like an eshes ish. So you mekabal from a malach, from an ish. So the goyin says that the pshat ni'amarav that they were choshim reish abeinu doesn't mean the etzim aveir of eshes ish. It's a pella mekana ish. The only word of hemshach is mekana ish. But he says it's a remez for this that it means that they were choshim reish abeinu that he was in the madreg of the other nevim that a mekablin aydei malach and not pel dabra boy. And that was their taina. The taina was that Moshe Rabbeinu was like a regular Navi. He's a mekabel from Ishim, from Malochim. But he's not a mekabel directly from the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's not Pe'a, Be'a, Dababoy, that he's not Bechaloyim, Bechidois, that he has a Spaklai Meira. Didn't have that madrega of Nevuah that was necessary for the Mesiris HaTorah. That wasn't there. That was the Chashad on Moshe Rabbeinu. The mice in the posh pshat in Gemara means they were choshev feishes ish, and the Shul Eib Merel Diskin says the Fidus Gemara. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was nafal al ponav, because till now he thought that maybe he has a possibility to go to their houses and mifayis their wives, mifayis their families, and then eventually they'll come back. they'll give up the machlokes. But now that they were choshnim, meisha sishnim, mekana liishta, everybody was mekana to his wife against Moshe Rabbeinu. So now he has no possibility to go to the houses to fires them. Because if he doesn't find the husband in the house, the wives will be also like a soita, this kini and stira. He can't afford that to have kini and stira. So Mele, Moshe Rabbeinu now found yibla apana because he lost his opportunity to make shalom. The next Gemara is in the Gael Halacha Lamaisa. It's quoted very often. It says, Moshe ikach sa'oil, v'yoka Moshe v'yelech al-dosen v'aviram. The Gemara says, Amrei shlokish, mikan she'em achzikin v'machloikis. And the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Dosan and Aviram, Reish Lakish says, we see from over here, you can't be machzik, you can't strengthen a machlokes. And the Omar Rav, call a machzik a machlokes, over b'lav. If a person's machzik in a machlokes, then you're over a lav, shenemar lo'yia ke koirach v'cha adosai. You can't be like koirach and his edom. The mashmoy sakimori is that it's taka lav of being machzik machlokes. But the Rambam would say from mitzvahs and Sherish Ches, right, so this pasuk of lo yiyeh kekoyrach v'chadosoi is not a befeir shalav. It's a smach de ba'almu. It's just the pasuk is just saying that it shouldn't happen to you what happened to koyrach. Somebody's machzik machlekes, it could happen like it happened to koyrach. Who could happen to him? So don't be machzik machlekes, and it'll happen to you what happened to koyrach. Or the pasuk is saying lo yiyeh kekoyrach v'chadosoi. It shouldn't happen. It won't happen. Such an aver. But it doesn't mean that there's a lav in the Torah not to be machzik machlekes. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs and Lavin Memhei says the Pasuk is only coming to frighten a person in the Einish. It's only outside of Drush. It's saying, La'yeh, don't be like Kerev V'chadosei. Don't be Machzik in a Machloikis. Because if you are, look what happened to Kerev V'chadosei. And look what can happen, Nebuch, Chas V'sholem, to somebody who's Machzik in a Machloikis. But it's not a Beferish of love. And the Mania Mitzvahs Taka don't count. The lav, the pasik, or the lav, la'yik, a kerev v'chadosei, like a lav by itself, it's only nasmach de ba'almo. Chidah in Pesach Einayim says klar that it's not a lav unto itself, la'yik, a kerev v'chadosei, it's only asmachta. The Ramban says the pasik is only not to be chaylik on the kahuna. In the Shiltas of Achoyigoin, in Pashas Kairach, Shilta Kuflam at Aleph, it says, it's also l'nebat plugta. You're not to make a machlekes, the chiv and the kaimi plugta. Because if there's a machlekes, also the misni ahadodi. They'll come to hate each other. Vam Rachman, the Torah says, loisisna esachicha bilvavecha. You're not to hate your brother in your heart. That means there's no iser be'etzem of being machzik b'machlekes. It's only that being machzik in a machlekes leads to the love of loisisna esachicha bilvavecha. Because if there's a machlekes, you'll come to hate your friend in your heart. In the Gilyoni Hashas, it says, Yidchur, it's mevur from the Rish Iltis, that the whole Isser of Machlaikas is only like a siyog, a gedder, not to arrive at the Isser deiraisa of Lisisna Sochich Bolavecha. But again, that means that there's no lav deiraisa of Imazik of Machlaikas. It's either just an asmachta de pasik, like Yikakarev Chadosai, or the Torah is telling you a siyog, kilo siyog medeiraisa, a protection, not to come to the lav of Lisisna Sochich Bolavecha. But it's Yidua that the Chavetz Chaim in the Psicha, in Lav and Yud Beis, brings B'Shem the Smag in Rabbeinu Yoina, that to be Machzik Machlokes is a Lav Gomer. He counts it as a Lav. It's a Lav in the Torah. You can't eat Machzik Machlokes. We see Taka Machlokes Yishayinim. If this Pasik is just an Asmach of Alma, or maybe it's just a Geder for the Lav of Leisisna Sochich Bolavecha, according to the other Yishayinim, the Smag in Rabbeinu Yoina, it is a lav doiraisa to be machzik machlokes. What exactly is considered being machzik machlokes? So we hear, from this Gemara, we see a gewaldige chiddush. What's the chiddush? The Gemara says, what's the mekor? Where's the source? Where do we learn that you can't machzik machlokes? From the pasuk, vayokom Moshe v'yelech al dosen v'aviram. Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he went down to dosen v'aviram. L'chayr, Moshe Rabbeinu was gerecht, he was right. And dosen v'aviram, they were wrong. Does the party which is right have to go down to the party which is wrong in order to prevent a machlokes? Vaisechoy say yes. You see, from over here, the Chamrachai and other Svarim are medayik this way. You see that a machzik and machlokes is even if you're correct, even if the din is with you, you still have to take whatever steps are possible to avoid a machlokes, which the Chayra means that you mechuyu to mevater to a certain level, going down, Moshe Rabbeinu going down to Dasam Avirim, even though he knew he was right, is a certain vitur, a certain mimechilas kvaid. We'll see in a minute what's the head to mimechilas kvaid. But he was mechilas kvaid and he went down. He says, the Rashi says, Shemoch la kvaydu v'atzma holach levat al machlaikis. That means that there's a chiyuv for the party, even the party which is right, to go and take steps, even though it would be beneath his dignity, in order to mivatal and take away the machlaikis. And you can't just say, but the mice, I'm right, so why do I have to do anything more? You see, not like that. You see, nati mazim machlaikis is even if you're right. But the nekuda we have to talk about is that, how is it mutter for Moshe Rabbeinu to mivatal kvaydai, to mivatal machlaikis? We know the Gemara says, first of all, the Gemara says in Yuman Daf Chav Gimel, that a Talmud, kol Talmud Chacham sheinu noikim v'noiter kenochosh, ain't a Talmud Chacham. Any Talmud Chacham that doesn't take Nekima, that revenge and the Tira, and he holds in his heart against him, another person, like a Nachash, is not a Talmud Chacham. You have to be very powerful, very strong in your opinion. And the Gemara says, Ay, tzatz an alovin, vein on oilvin, shoyim in cherpasa, vein on meshivin, haleim akasa, vein on vayavav, ketzei sashem shbik v'rasai. It's a tremendous milo to be insulted and not insult back. To hear your cherpo, your disgrace, and not to disgrace back, not to say a word back. So the Gemara says that nafkaf yifenfayis. If there is mefayis, you have to be in a spayis. You have to be meichel. But otherwise, if the person does navel to a talmud chacham and it was never asked mechila, so then talmud chacham should be naikim and naite kenachash. So he's not supposed to be meichel kvaydei. So we hear with dozen avirim are starting up Moshe Rabbeinu lechayra. What was the heter? Or what was the reason for that hugga of Moshe Rabbeinu that he went down and tried to mivatal machlekes? He went. He says, "Yakam Moshe v'yelech adosam aviram." L'chayre should have been naikim v'naitir kenochash. Ulai the teretz is that that's dafka after the avla was already done. But b'shas the machlekes, if idea mechila be shalem and nobody will get killed, then you have to meichel al kvayda in order to mivatal machlekes. In other words, the Gemara, the Yuma that says, "Kol Talmud Chacham Shein and Noikem and Noiter Kenoch Shein and Talmud Chacham," is Lachra Maisa. After the Avla was done, after it's over, and it's not a shaila of fixing anything, it's not a shaila of quieting down a machlekes. It's just that Rumi did an Avla to a Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham should be Noikem and Noiter Kenochash, and not just be Mevater unless he's asked Mechila. On the other hand, up until that point, if it's possible to stop the machlekes. And if the only way to stop the machlekes is through the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu be meichel al kvaydoi and he'll go down to dozen aviram, he's mechuyev to do that. Then there's no inyan of neikiv neiter kenochash now. Now it's possible to make it ois machlekes, to get them to understand that they're not here to fight with them and to see their point of view and to make shalom. Avadi mechuyev to do that. And could be lechayra, that's gufa was in schadish in the din of ein machzik machlekes that you have to be meichel al kvaydoi. It's only gavin avla that was already done. You can be naikim and naiter kenochash, but not a makim machlekes. Stam an avla that's done, okay. Naikim, you have to be naikim and naiter kenochash. You have to show the cover of a talmud chacham, but not if holding a middle machlekes. Avada is a din, not a mazim machlekes. And if you learn from the pasuk la'iyak a kerev chadosi, that's a lav gomer. It's mamish a lav. You ever lav? And since we see from the pasuk that even if the din is with you, you can't be mazim achleikis, you're ever alav, so then bechlal is not shver. How could be moichel al kvaydei? Because it's a mitzvah. If it's not, if the lav, they light the smagger, many yoyna, that's a lav, they raisa. Lo yiyah kekoyah v'chadosai. And the mekoyah of not in mazik of achleikis is in this gemara that says, yokam moishu v'yelech al dosam aviram. So you see klar that the Torah says, you're ever alav unless you stop achleikis. And that includes being moichel al kvaydei. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be moichel al kvaydei in order not to be ever alav of lo yiyah kekoyah v'chadosai. You don't want to be ever that lav. So Mela, then it's Mechlal, not Shmer, how he could be Meichel al Kvaydei. Bemis the Netziv, in the Meshiv Dovar, in Yeridea, says, Asakashi, it should have said, Kekoyrach v'adosei. Why does it say, Kekoyrach v'cha'adosei? So he says, because Adas Koyrach is the 250 people that were Makhtedek Teres, the Messiah of Chamisha Mish. They were Mechavin only to Makhtedek Teres and L'Shem Shemayim. They made a mistake. They were wrong, but they were mois and nefesh al avas Hashem. They had a time with him machtik teres. They did it l'shem shemayim, l'shem mitzvah. But the kairach was different. Kairach doesn't have here, and they were mechavin l'anos atzman as redivis hakovet. And then the teres split the two. Well, yeah, kairach was chaylik in the nevuah moishe l'anosai, and also it should be in the kadosai, which were chaylik on the kun, even though they did it l'shem shemayim. Remember, it's a marsho. The marsho says that that's why there was nisrafu only nishmaseyim of the Messiah of Chamisha Mish, because they were ever, remember, they were machav l'shem shemayim. And sreif is roi. If anybody who wants gedula and a mile, which is not roi, which is above his level, then the einish for that is sreifah. But they were not machav l'machloikis. So then, the vizeh, the liyike koyer v'chadosai, really only koyerach was the one who was maxing machlekes, not, and doesn't avira, not adosai. The adosai taka were not interested in machlekes. They were just interested in trying to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were mechavel l'shem shemayim l'shem mitzvah. They made a mistake. They were tired. This is not the right way. But this is what they had in mind. And the middle, the shmosim were nisrefes, but it wasn't that they there's a din to mefayas them. We talk, don't see them. Moshe Rabbeinu went down to mefayas the Reish Nunish. He only went down to Dasam Havirim. Dasam Havirim, they were involved in machloikas. And the machloikas, Moshe Rabbeinu was mechuyiv to mefayas them. In summary, we have machloikas rishonim if there's a lav deraisa of loyia kekerach v'chadose, according to the Smagin of Enyoin, there's such a lav, according to the Rambam and other rishonim, there is no lav of Leika Kerch v'chadosai, it's just an asmachta. They all agree, Avada, it's not a good thing to maxim machlaikas. The Torah has been telling you what will happen if you maxim machlaikas. That's one thing we learned. We also learned that the din of maxim machlaikas includes, even if you're right, and the din is with you, like Moshe Rabbeinu, is still yimachuiv to go ahead and try to mefayis the other tzad in order to avoid a machlaikas. And the third thing, like the Pasuk says, v'yokim Moshe v'yelech adosan v'aviram, and the third thing is that we learn that Yimachuyev to Yimachal al Kvaydai. Moshe Rabbeinu is Machuyev to Yimachal al Kvaydai, even though he's a Nasi, and even though Talmud Chochma is supposed to be Noikim Noitcha Kenochash, but not in order to avoid Machlaikas. To avoid Machlaikas, Yimachuyev to do whatever you can to avoid the Machlaikas. B'shas the Machlaikas, and if there's a lav, of course you have to do it, there's a mitzvah to do it, and even if it's not a lav, even if it's not a smachta, we see that that is part of his chiv to go ahead and stop a Machlaikas. The Gemara continues to speak about inyan of machlaikas. First about machlaikas with a melech, and then machlaikas on a rebbe. The Gemara quotes Amrav Yosi kol acholik al malchus beis David. Anybody who makes a machlaikas and usurps the malchus beis David, roy la kishay nachash, is roy to be bitten by a snake. Ksiv hocha v'yizbach adoy niyo tzoynu balkar. He rebelled against David Amelech umiri em evan azicheles. Ksiv hasam yimchama azicheli offer. L'chayr, one may ask, that what does it mean cholik al malchus beis David? That means you want to be a melech even though you're not from the beis David. Adoniyo was from the beis David. He was the son of David HaMelech. So he wanted to be the melech. Why is that called cholik al malchus beis David? He's part of the malchus beis David. He's being cholik maybe on David HaMelech's wishes, who should be the melech after him. But he's not being cholik on the malchus beis David. But in truth, the teretz is based on a Rambam. Yadua the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Loisa Seshin Samach Beis, Nils Malachim, that ain melech l'mishayamin teiras Moshe Rabbeinu olam shalom adoin kol anavim. There's no melech to anybody who has true emuna in the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu the adoin kol anavim. Ela mizera David umizera shleima levad. Only from the descendants of David HaMelech and Shleima HaMelech. It has to come from David and Shleima HaMelech. It can't just be a descendant of David HaMelech. And the Biskarov in the Parshas Chayisar in Naftira says that that's Pshat Nigmar's Raya from the Merida, from the rebellion of Adoniyo Dafka. Because Adoniyo was Taka Mizera Beis David. But it's still called Chaylik. He's arguing, he's making a machlaikis on Malchus Beis David because Malchus Beis David includes Zera Shleima. The Torah was makpin not only on a descendant of David HaMelech, but a descendant Mizera Shleima Levad Dafka. It can't just be a descendant of David HaMelech. And the Biskarov also is a chiddush b'shem Reb Chaim that there's a din of Meir b'malchus in Kol HaTorah Kula in every melech. Every melech is a din of Meir b'malchus. But there's an extra din of being Meir in Malchus Beis David. Besides the din of being Meir in regular melech, if you're Meir in Malchus Beis David, that's a separate avlo. It means a raya from a Tesefta and Trumas. He says, "Reb Shimon, Omer Kach Omer Lehem, Kol Amoyed Malchus Beis David Chayev Misa." And Reb Chaim is Medayik. What do you have to say? That Kol Amoyed Malchus Beis David Chayev Misa. Every single Melech, we married in the Melech Chayev Misa. Married the Malchus Chayev Misa. So he's Mechiach from over there. That there's a din Chodesh, a Naya din, that not to be married in Malchus Beis David, and that's Mizera David HaMelech, Mizera Shleima. So there's a din in always in you're not to be married with Malchus in any Melech. And there's a special din not to be married in Malchus Beis David and Zera Shleima. Now, Adoniyo, even though he was from the Zera David HaMelech, but since he wasn't from the Zera Shleima, he wasn't Shleima. He was arguing with Shleima. So in Mail, that's called Chaylik al Malchus Beis David. The Gemara brings another case of Machlaikis. Next Gemara, Amrav Chizda kol Chaylik al Rabbi ke Chaylik al Ashchina. A person's Chaylik on his Rebbe is like Chaylik on the Shchina. Shnever bat Seisem al Hashem. The Torah considers it as if you're Chaylik on the Shechina. Kaloisim Rivim Rabbi Kaisim Ashkina. The Gemara says such a lashon. Rabbi Chanina, our Papa says, "Call him Mitzrayim al Rabbi, King of Mitzrayim al Ashkina." Loyalin Tlinai Seichem Kel Hashem. And Rabbi Vo says, "Call him a Harach Rabbi." You just think other words against the Rebbe. Kabbal of Dvarim, it's Maharach Ashkina. So he says, "Veidar ben Moshe." Oh, Melikim ben Moshe. It's a very chomer to be Mahar, to be Chaylik al Rabbi, to Maharach al Rabbi. What does it mean, Chaylik al Rabbi? So Rashi teaches it means Chaylik al Yeshivase. What does that mean? So it's really to Machaber, it's in Din Yeridayan, and Sim Reish Mem Beis, and Shulchan Aruch is brought down, Ezo Chaylik al Rabbi, what's called being Chaylik al Rabbi? Kol Shekevele Medrish, V'yoyshev Edoirish, person is Kevea Medrish, place to Darshan, and Molamed Shleibish is Rabbi. And he's teaching without permission from his Rebbe, V'rabbi Kayim, Af Bishu V'medina Acheres, even though he is situated in a different Medina, that's called Chaylik al Rabbi. The going of this Mitzayan to the Gemara Brachos of Chavzayin and Beis, that's called Chaylik al Yeshivase. You mean Chaylik al Yeshivase, he's the Melame Torah, and you'll be Melame Torah over there. Or even another Mok without his Rishus. But the Ramah says, you're allowed to argue on a Psak or Hira if you have Rais and Echachis, not like the Rebbe. And he said that Shach Bing Shein Debach, that Korach wasn't arguing on Moshe Rabbeinu only in Psak. Korach was arguing on Moshe Rabbeinu, that's some Sarara. So that's what it means. Rashi says over here, you mean chaylik al yeshivasei. You mean chaylik on the etzem yeshiva's rabbi, not on what the Rebbe said. That's not called chaylik al rabbi. Chaylik al rabbi, if you have rayas, if you want to pass kenalik to Rebbe, then that's not, you're not nichlal, and mean chaylik al rabbi. Chaylik al rabbi means you mean chaylik al yeshivasei. Remember the Kesem Mishnah argues in the Bach, and he says that it's also for a Talmud to be kaveya, a drosha only for a raw. But if it's not for a raw, it's not osir. That means the Isra is not mitzad chelik on the etzim sroro. But from the Bach, it's clear, l'chayr, that the Isra is just if you're arguing on the sroro of the Rebbe, but not if you're arguing on the words of the Rebbe. That's not necessary. That's not nichlal in chelik al rabbi. The next Gemara, goes back to Korach. It says, Oisha shamal ba'olav l'ra'asai. The wealth is kept for a person not for his own good. Amrish Lakish zeh Oisha shal Korach. It refers to the Oisha shal Korach. And the Gemara brings that there were gimel matmoinios hidden in Yosef Mitzrayim. There were three treasures that Yosef, a tzaddik, hid in Mitzrayim. One was achas nizgalsal Korach. Only one was revealed to Korach. Achas, one of them was nizgalsal Antoninus ben Asviros. One was the Roman Emperor Antoninus. We know he was Meshavish Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And the achas genuzal tzaddikim losadlovay. And one is hidden for the tzaddikim for losadlovay. The Ben Yoyada is mevayer that the inyanim of these gim matmoinios. He says fascinating. He says that the tvua that Yosef HaTzadik gathered from the whole world was Niskayim, lasted, and with that it became very, very wealthy. He says the tvua that was Niskayim was only a shefa elyon, a special hashbah from the Rebbeinu Shleim that the tvua should last. And it was b'schusa she Yosef HaTzadik. So therefore, it was Taki Yosef's, not Pare. He says, but the tvua itself, but the money that he got for the tvua, already there was a chilukim in the money. He got money for the tvua from everybody in the world who needed to have grain because there was a raw b'chol ha'aretz and b'chol ha'olam. So there were three types of monies that he received. He received monies from those that were ovdei aveda zara, and those monies were mos in eyes Yosef HaTzadik, and Yosef HaTzadik put it aside in a separate oitzer. If he didn't want to mix it with the other monies, those monies, says the Ben Yehuda, is the matmainis, that was one of the matmainis that Yosef was matmin, and that was nizgalsal koirach. And since it was money that came from an impure source, from Avodah Zarah, from the Avodah Zarah that came to buy grain, so that money was tainted, it had tum in it, and it was nafal atimyon. And look, it was lost. With koirach, all the money was lost, it was fell into the earth. Karuchushai, everything was lost, it didn't have a kiyum. The second type of money that was gathered by Yosef HaTzadik was what people brought to him money, but the money was not kashra geld, it was gezel, it was mchamas, from other averes that were done with the money. It's not as most as money that's from Avev, the Avodah Zarah, but it's still, it's not kashra and ganzen geld. Yosef HaTzadik made also a separate oitzer for that. Those monies is the matmanias that ended up by Antoninus ben Asviros, by him, by Melech, by the goyim. And the third type of money that Yosef HaTzadik collected is from Anoshim that were good people. Shem Rizayim Mitzvah Neinayach. Kesev, Kosher Gelt. Gelt that was Naki from Isser. Was cleaned from any Yisurim. So that money, says the Ben Yehuda, is Roy to come to the Chelek HaKedusha. And Ameli, Yosef Tzadik was going as that money, and that's Gnuz Atakel Tzadikim, Loss of Lovi. Eventually, that money will come to Tzadikim because it's kosher gelt. It's not gelt that was tainted, not by Avodah Zarah, and not even by Gezel or any other Averdig of purpose. It wasn't. It was Atakel kosher gelt, and that was saved for Tzadikim, Loss of Lovi. But you see that in the money, how the money is achieved, how your person gets money, how a person earns money, whether it's Aidei Isser or Chas V'Shalom or Aidei Aifani Heter, that has an effect on the gelt itself, and that's what possibly a makar for tzaddikim that didn't want to use not kosher gelt, not to build yeshivas and not for Nyani Kodesh, not for Nyani Kedusha. Let's move on towards the bottom of the Amud. Towards the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara brings that the Kair, B'nai Kair, they fell into the ground. And it says that there was a crack in the ground, and you're able to hear what they were saying. What were they saying? They were saying, Moshe v'Teirasi Emes v'Hein Badoin. They said, Moshe and the Torah is Emes. We mask him that he was right. And v'Hein Badoin. So Hein Rechay refers to them. Hein Badoin. So Shaili is, why do you have to be Moshe v'Hein Badoin? If you're saying Moshe v'Teirasi Emes, obviously it's Hein Badoin. Obviously they are not saying the truth. That follows. One follows the other. So the Meshech Chochman in Pashas Kairach teaches the pasuk in Bria Yivra Hashem. If the Rebbeinu Shem create a new Bria and they will be swallowed up by the earth opening up, so then the pasuk says, V'idatem, you'll know, ki niatzu ha'anoshim o'eles Hashem, that they made Hashem angry. That means that the Klal Yisrael, they saw what Kairach and Dasan Avirim were tining against Meshech Rabbeinu, and they knew that Kairach, Dasan Avirim, anoshim gedayim ma'oid. They were great people. They were big tzaddikim, be'etzim, and most in Dan Haga. And they were respected by Klal Yisrael. So male, they could be that Dosan Avirim and Kerach were going, meaning Lashem Shemayim, and they themselves, the reason why they were arguing by Shemayim is because they thought they were right. But their chet is not such a great chet, because they just were muta, they were just made atos, but they are nusim because of the dimyan hakazov, the false impression, but not that they lehedya want to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. They're not coming b'shat nefesh, not coming with ill intent, with mamish to fight and to cause machlaikas. They're coming because they really believe what they're saying is true. Klai Yisrael is mesupik. So Moshe Rabbeinu tell Klai Yisrael that you should know that they came only the merit of Amal. They came only the merida to rebel and to fight. And that's the Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael in Bria Yivra Hashem v'idatim, you'll know, ki niatzu ha'anoshim ha'eles Hashem. Niatzu means they are causing Hashem to be angry. They're coming lehedya for machlaikas. They're not coming because they really believe they're right and they're making a tois and they come with Shem Shemayim. They're coming lehedya to fight. They're coming to be menayetz, merido mamal. Lefizeh, it's very geshmak why the Kairach had to be meisiv heim badoin. Means Moshe Emes v'Teirasei Emes. That's number one. But you might think that Kairach and Dosan Aviram meant L'Shem Shemayim, they only made a mistake. No, Ve'im Badoim. That means Mitzchila, now there's no suffering. They knew the truth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Kairach knew. There's no suffering in Amitas Moshe Rabbeinu. And all their tainas and all their arguments and all their complaints were Shekel V'Chazim. It's only Merida and Mal, like the Pasuk says, V'idatem, Ki Niatzu Anoshim V'Eles Hashem. They were going lehedya to Menayetz to argue and to fight and to cause a machlokes. The male, that's the Yisof of Ve'im Badoim. Make a shmak of shat in what the Pasuk, what the Gemara is being made, what they're being made, and saying Ve'im Badoim. I saw also another pshat, and based on the Gemara, made cut in Afid Chesim and Beis. The Gemara says that Ein Adam Nechshad B'Dover Elim Ken Asoy. A person is never suspected of something unless he did the Aver himself. The Aver itself. Or else he wouldn't be suspected of doing it. The Gemara says if he didn't do Kula, he didn't Miktsasai, and even if he didn't do any part of the Avera, he at least was Hira Beliba La Saisa. He at least thought to do the Avera. And even if he was a tzaddik, he didn't do the Avera, not Bekulai, not Miktsasai, he was not even Mahari, he didn't think about doing the Avera. But it must mean had some Shaykh that Avera, and the Gemara says he was Ra Achirim Sha'asa V'Samach. He saw others do the Avera, and he rejoiced. So the Gemara asks, the whole Klal Yisrael, we just learned in the Gemara over here in Menalev, and Kufiyot Menalev in Sanhedrin, that there were every member of Klal Yisrael was Mekaneis Ishtim Yemayish Rabbeinu. So what's Pshat? So I thought of Einam Nechshav Darvan Ken Asoy. The Gemara says that no, that didn't mean Al Sina. That was Al Sina. That was not because they were Chayshinim. They did Al Sina. Lefizeh, it's also Gishmak Pshat. Why the Bnei Korach had to Moshe and say Moshe emes v'tirase emes. Moshe v'tirase, the Torah is emes. What are they right? But v'heim badoy means they were shakronim etchila. And whatever they did, even though they were choshen Moshe Rabbeinu and the mekanes ishta, every kol echem Yisrael was mekanes ishta Moshe Rabbeinu, only did it with machmas sinah, not because they made a mistake. And the middle, Moshe Rabbeinu is now taken out of the chashad be'etzem. It's not that there's a mokim to say even that Moshe Rabbeinu was raw, such a thing with some chas v'shalom. He's knocky, and ganz and rain, and ganz and clean. The whole taina was a taina b'tchilosa mitzad sheker. V'hein badoin, there was a badois, there was a sheker there in the original taina. The next Mishnah, Aseres HaShvatim Einon Asidim Lachzer. Aseres HaShvatim were not eventually going to return. Shneva yashlichem el eretz acheres kayem hazeh. The Rebbeinu Shlom threw them away to a different land like today. Ma hayoyim hoylech vein echoizer. Just like the day goes and does not return. Av hem hoylechim vein echoizerim div Rebbe Kiva. They are going to be hoylech and not be choizer. And they will not return. Rebbe Eliezer ima kayem hazeh. Ma hayoyim ma'afil ameir. Just like a day is dark and then sun shines. It becomes light. That is dark for them. It will eventually become light for them, and they will return. The Ran learns that this is talking about that dor, that they do not have a chel glam habo, but their children, their descendants, that will return. And because we have a mesarid like kol shivta, a sheva will not be discontinued. And in Fakert and Sefer Yecheskel, look in the Navi, it's Maskir the Shvatim, Naseres HaShvatim. So the Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, and Amlez in the Mishnah is for that dor. Amaisa in Rashi, when he's referring to Mishnah, we see two Pshatim. Either it's going on Yemaisa Mashiach, or it's going on Elam Habo. And Be'emes the Maral is Mefarish, that it means, Ein Asidim Lachzer just means Lim Kaimon and Madrigosn Rishayna, that they were craving Mel Hashem Yisbaruch, they were close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But they definitely, even according to Rabbi Kiva, they will have Elam Haba. They will just not be choizer to their madrega that they had previously. The choir of Elam Haba means the Elam HaNeshamas. So then we could explain, like the Rabbans in the Shari Gemul, there's different levels of Gan Eden. There's Gan Eden HaTachtoin, where there's Koyach HaGuf is still Kayim Ktsas, and there's Gan Eden HaElyoin, without its Tyrus of Machshavas Gashmis Bechlal. There are different madregas in Elam Habov. There are different madregas in Elam Habov and Gan Eden, which if Elam Habov means Elam HaNeshamis, so then what the Maral is telling us is that Lekuli Alma, the Aseres HaShvatim, have an Elam Habov, and the Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva, Nabal Ezer, if they can return the Madregoson HaRishayno, or they will not return to Madregoson HaRishayno. According to the other Pshat and Rashi, so then the Machloikis is, well, they'll be there, B'shasi Maisa Mashiach, or they won't be there, B'shasi Maisa Mashiach. It's not totally, it's not a Machloikis in Elam Habov. And the Gemara, a little further, speaks about Ktanei B'nei Rishei Yisrael. It says the children of the wicked of Yisrael ain't boy L'El Habo. They also won't come to El Habo. Shenemar, it says, Kinhi Ayoim Bo, Boyer Ketaner, Voykol Zedim, V'chol Oisei Rishei Kash, V'liyah Tohisom Ayoim Habo, Om Hashem Tzvokis, Ashliyazim Lem, Sherish V'onof, Sherish B'El Mazeh, V'onof L'El Habo, Div Rav Gamliel. And Gamliel says that the Ketanim, even the little children of the Rishei Yisrael, the Rishoim, that they're showing themselves as Pashas Noel Haba. That's clearly, it's bringing Marang Subis, says in Kofir Alpha Mabez Rashi brings, Refoim by Yakumu, Misha Mirap Atzim Divar Torah, somebody who's weak in Divar Torah will not have Elam Haba at all, but Banim Shulahem Ketanim, that did not Lacher do any Averis, do they have Elam Haba or not? And according to Gamliel, they don't. Rabbi Kiva holds, Boim Haim, they do come to Elam Haba. What's the pshat in Rabbi Kiva that the children should suffer? They didn't do any averes. What does it mean? Ketanei b'nei Rishi Yisrael ain boyin loel mabo. They don't have el mabo. So the Maral explains that because a ben is nimshach achar ovi b'katnusay, a child is nimshach after the father when he's a baby, when he's young, and he's tuffel to the father. He's tuffel. That means that they if they're tuffel to the father, so the father's not of el mabo, they also won't have el mabo. It's not bad because they deserve it, not Elam Haba. They don't have any independence. They're attached. They're part of their parents. Rabbi Kiva argues and says, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give a special shmir for them. Not mitzad atzmon, but enough that they're not considered nitpolim to aviyem. Their father, Kilok, the Rebbeinu Shlom is their father. Shem Psoim Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shlom is their father. They're not nitpal. They're not secondary. They're not like an extra connected to their parents, and Mamela, they themselves don't deserve not to have Olam Haba. Mamela, they will have Olam Haba, and that each one darshans of Sukkim accordingly. Let's go down to the bottom of the Amud. It's very, very Yesedistik in Gemara, which speaks about when is a child Zeichat Olam Haba. It says, when is a katan me'ema seitim? We learned in the Braisa, katan me'ema sai ba le'olam haba. When does a child go to El haba? When is he zeichet to El haba? Rav Chiya Rav Shim HaRevi Chado Mishol Shinoilad. One of them said, at the time that a child is born, automatically he acquires a portion of El haba. V'chado Mishol Shasiper. Talks, Mado Mishol Shinoilad, Shnei Apostles of Yavoyev, Yagidah Tzidkosi, La'am Noilad, as soon as it's born. Mado Mishol Shasiper, Duxim Zeri Yavdenu, Yisupar LaHashem. So it's not totally in the etzem leda. It's totally in the Yisupar Yavdenu LaHashem. That's when they give Zeichat to Olam Haba. And it where it brings Ravina says Mishal Shenizra from the time of the conception. Chesiv Zera Yavdenu. And Nachum Yitzchak says Mishal Shenima from the time of the Mila. That's when they come to Olam Haba. Now, what does it mean, come to El Haba over here? Over here also we have, in the Ran tells us that some say, he means Yeshayim, they were here speaking about Tchias HaMesim, not the Gabi El Haba Mamish. Tchias HaMesim, the child's when does a cotton have Nichlal in the Hamahalach of Tchias HaMesim? Is it Mishor Shenoilad? Automatically it's Tchias HaMesim, or Mishor Shesiper, or Mishor Shenizra, or Mishor Shenimel. That's when it'll be Shaykh Tchias HaMesim. The Pash Pshat Nigamar, Zavada, is Olam Haba. Lamaisa, we find in this, as far as Mila is concerned, we find very interesting Rosh in Ma'id Katan. In the third pack of Ma'id Katan, the Rosh brings B'Shem Nachshon Goin, that a Katan that dies before he had a Bris Mila, the halacha is Regilin Ugmirin Demale Al Kivroi. The minig was to go ahead and give Bris Mila before they bury the child. So the lashon of the Rosh is because the kad merachem in min shemaya v'havi tchias hameisim, when they'll have rachmanis from heaven and they'll be tchias hameisim, havi yedia biyanuka omavchen le'lavua. There'll be a certain level of recognition in the child, and will recognize his father, and he'll be shayach to have tchias hameisim. Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya and Simon Reish Samach Gimel's Gepaskin that molin ala kever, taki give a bris mila before you bury. Give a zachar a name. Shirachmu min hashemayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom should have rachmanis on him. Ve'yichya b'tchias hameisim. And he should come back b'tchias hameisim. L'chayra, this rosh to Shem Reb Nachshon Goin, the Psak and Shulchan Aruch, l'chayra is our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Mishah she'nimoil. Mishah she'nimoil is zeich. If you learn like the Ran, that it means tchias hameisim. It doesn't mean olam haba kipshutai. It means tchias hameisim. So then, the Avon Gemara is a mekayer to this din that you have to have Mila in order to be Zeicha to Tchias HaMesim. The Goyin, Taka over there in Shulchan Aruch, Mitzayin, Avon Gemara. But he just says that it's not Mamash HaMitzvah to do the Bris Mila. You don't make a bracha Bris Mila, but it's the Inyan to make the Bris Mila. So see a Chiddush in here. We see a Chiddush that the Bris Mila, even Lacha Misa, has enough of a chshivas that takes away, it's considered taking away the oral, even though it's not Mechaim, it's not the Kima Mitzvah of Mila, that you'll be Zeich Tchias HaMesim, that's Mishah Shenimal. Hagam, you could argue and say that L'chaira, that's not a Mila, that's just a Chaticha Sa'arla. That's not what we Kaim Mitzvah say, that Mitzvah's Mila. The Mais de Bergoyal over in Shulchan Aruch Taka says that the time that you make a Mila on the Nephilim, on the Nephils, is L'hosir Cherpasa Mi'aleim, to take away their Cherpa. And in the Kivega, as a Chiddush, he brings in the Bechor Shor that even if you forgot, you didn't make a Bris Mila and you buried the child, you're Paischin as Kivra, you open up the Kever, Umalin I say, and do Mila, as long as there's no Chashav Nivel, but you do such a thing. So you see that there's an Indian to do a Bris Mila before the Kvura, that the child should have a Tchias HaMesim, should be able to be Zeich Tchias HaMesim, needs that Bris Mila even after the child is dead. And the Goyis Maimonis, in Hilchos Mila, in Perek Aleph, he brings another time. He says, Mashinoagula Sira Bechoil, why do we take away the Orlo after Misa? He said, Shem Mishum Takonas HaPoishim. What does he mean, a Takona for the sinners? He says, the Gemara, Medrash says in Bereshis, in Pash Vayir, Medrash Rabbah, Omrab Levi, he says, Lasid Lavi Avram Yoshev Al Pesach Gehenim. Lasid Lavi Avram is going to be sitting on the doorway, the entranceway to Gehenim. Veinim Aniach Adam Mohul Miyisrael Leirid Asaycha. And he's not going to allow any Yid that's mohul, any person that has a bris mila from Klal Yisrael to go down to Gehenna. Okay, somebody doesn't deserve not to be in Gehenna. He has to be in Gehenna. So what's the Eitzav? Avraham Avinu is standing there by the Pesach of Gehenna, and he's not allowing anybody who has a bris mila to enter. So what do you do with somebody who taka has to get into Gehenna? So the Medrash says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is maver sa'orlo ben haketanim shemesu v'lo imolu v'noisna al-poyshe Yisrael. He takes the Orla away from the Ketanim that died without a Bismillah, and he puts it on the Poshe Yisrael. He puts it on the Bali Avera that they should have an Orla, and once they have an Orla, Avraham Avinu steps away, Umayridon le-Gehenim, and mainly they go down to Gehenim. So Lefi Zeh, that the way to sentence the Rasha that's deserving of Gehenim to enter Gehenim, although he has a Bismillah, is by attaching on him the Orla that was taken from the Ketanim that died without Mila. So if you go ahead and be misaken that the Ketanim that die without a Mila should have a Bris Mila, so then there's no Orla there. So it lives a Takana for the Poshim. It's a benefit for the Poshim that they don't have to go to Gehenim because they won't, or at least the din will be less, whatever this means, that because they won't have the Orla from the Ketanim to go on top of them. Because there's no Orla on the Ketanim. Ketanim Shemesu, we do a Bris Mila Taka before they die. But Kaponim, again, you see this inyan of making a Bris Mila on a child before the child is actually buried, if he died without a Bris Mila. It's brought down in the Galim Masechta, which is the Chelik Adrushim in the Hesped of Mechaim Volozhna, that is Mechadish, based in the Sugya, that the Avtocha Hashem is brought, the Avtocha of the Rebbeinu Shlom is Mispa Yamecha Amalei. Mispar Yomecha Amalei is Maschel Miyem Shnichnas Labris. That's when it starts. Mispar Yomecha Amalei is from the time Nichnas Labris. Again, you see in Inyan that's when the days of Yid start. Now again, in our sugi, you only see the Gabi El Habo or the Gabi Tchias HaMesim. It says there's a Darkei Moshe in Hilchas Purim that brings B'Shein Maril that if it's Chala Mila on Purim, you do a Mila on the child, and afterwards you read the Megillah. And Dr. Moshe says, in order that he should be chlal Yehudim, he should be able to say like Yehudim Ha'isa Oira. He's not considered a Yid until he has a Bris Mila. And if he does not consider a Yid until he has a Bris Mila, we have to have the Bris Mila before the Megillah in order to say like Yehudim Ha'isa Oira. Remember, it's in the same Nekuda, there's a Chuvas Marshal that says in Siman Ayin that somebody is an Oinein al Imai. He's an Oinein, so he can't do his Potter all mitzvahs. But he has a son to give Bris Mila. Punkta ends up that he was oinin on the day, let's say, on the eighth day that he's mechayiv to give Bris Mila to his son. What should he do? The mice is potum kol mitzvahs. So if he's potum kol mitzvahs, he's not chayiv to give Bris Mila to his son. On the other hand, the son needs a Bris Mila. So he says, the Mashal says that you should give a Bris Mila to your son before the kvuras hames. So he asks, why? How could you give Bris Mila to give Bris Mila, or even give Bris Mila to while you're an Oinein? Oinein is Potter Mekola Mitzvahs. So he says that the whole time Oinein is Potter Mekola Mitzvahs is because of Kavod HaMeis. So it's Kavod HaMeis that you should be Misasik with the Meis. You shouldn't be busy with Mitzvahs. You should be only busy with the Meis and the burial of the Meis. And that's why the din of an Oinein is Potter Mekola Mitzvahs until the Kvura is Potter Mekola Mitzvahs. After the Kvura, so then he's Vaitim Mechuyim because no more Kavod HaMeis. So says the Marshal that a Milas Benoi is more covered for the mace. Why is a Milas Benoi more covered for the mace? If you do the Yisham, Moed Katan, then a Noilad Ben Zachar is Nisrapa Kol HaMishpacha. If it's Noilad, was born, a Ben Zachar, a boy, is born to a family, it's a Refuah for the HaMishpacha. Refuah doesn't just mean physically, it means a Refuah, Zichar from Avelis, and Zichar from if there was a Misin in the Mishpacha. So it's Kedai to go ahead and give Bris Mila. L'chayra, what's Shaychis Bris Mila to Leida? Until night says Noilad Ben Zachar in the Nisrap Bakol Mishpacha. Zok the Mashal, because Achnasosi Lebris is the Leida. The Rai is, because the Ger, when he does Mila, it's Kikon Shneila Domi. So the Mila, it's Kavod HaMeis to have the Leidas HaBen. The Leidas HaBen is the Bris Mila. The Bris Mila is the Leida. Zok the Lashon of the Mashal is Achnasosi Lebris, he Leidosai. That's the Leidosai, that's when he becomes a Yid. That's when it's Chal Hashem Leida, like the Chaim Lojna said, it's Mispa Yemecha Amalei. It starts from the day that is Nichnas Labris. That's when he's called the Yid, the Darkei Moshe says. So Mela, it's a Kavod HaMeis, they should be Oisik in the Mila of the child before the Kvura. Lefi Zeh, Lefi Zeh, Lefi Zeh, Lefi Zeh, the Chidos says in the Birkei Yosef, in Ner Chaim Sim Mem Vav Sim Katan Zayin, that that's the time why I make a bracha every morning. Shelo Yosani Goy. You do the kasha. Why do we make a bracha? Shelo Yosani Goy is a negative. We didn't. The Hashem didn't create us as a goy. Why don't we make a bracha? Shosani Yisrael. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu made us into a yid. It's poshut because until the yom hamila, until the mila, he's not nichnas mechlal klai. So he's not a yehudi. He's not considered a yid. The leidas yehudi over here is only b'shas nachnas lebris. So you can't make a bracha shasani yisrael. And when you were born, it was shleil asani goy, but it wasn't yet asani yisrael. The asiya of a yisrael is the bris nichna, is the knis lebris, is the bris mila. That's what makes a yisrael. Al Kalpanim, again, we see the musig that Mila is like a ledo. So that's really maybe machlekes. One mandom shal shenaylin mishal shesifer. That's because that's when you speak. That's the mile of medaber and zeri avden is shteitzach the creation. The whole machlekes is all in the same nekuda of what's called being born. Because Leda is the Mila is the Leda of Yisrael. That's when he's considered a Yid. He's considered a Yid v'shas the Mila. A male the Yizaychet Elam Habo or Tchis Hamesim v'shosh Nimoil. There's one aura on this Gemara. On if you say it's v'shosh on the Madam v'shosh Nimoil, unless you say it's going the Madam v'shosh Noilad. There's a Gemara in Sait and Nafiyut Beis. The Gemara says that Pari made Xerah on all the Zchorim. So Amram went, and he was Megarish's wife. So everybody got up, and also Megarish and Shesayim. So Miriam, Amram's daughter, came to Amram and said, "Your Gzera is worse than Parek. Parek was Geizal Zchorim, and your Geizal Zchorim and Nekevis, because Parek is only set to kill the Zchorim, not the Nekevis. But if everybody's going to divorce their wives, there won't be Zchorim or Nekevis." And then she said, "Mara says Vaiter that Miriam said Parek was Geizer Bailam Hazeh." In this world, to kill the children. But you are Goyzer, Ba'il Mazeh, and Ba'il Mabo. So what does it mean that you, Amram was Goyzer, Ba'il Mazeh, and El Mabo? So Rashi explains, because in order for the child to go to El Mabo, it just needs a Leda. It has to be Noilad. Once it's Noilad, it can go straight to El Mabo. So if the child is born, even the Zcharim, that power is going to kill, but they will go to El Mabo. Mashen Kain, you made Xera that nobody should be married, so then no children are going to be born. No children are going to be born, so you're taking away from them Oilam Abba. So that's a Gada Nechama for somebody who miscarries or lose a child, that the child, once it comes to this world, has a Tachlis, because now it's able to come to Oilam Abba, and not have existed. But the Galen for us is that the Rashi and the Suki doesn't mention Mila at all. It's only mentioning Leda. So the Chere sounds like it's going to my number now. Suya of Mishah She Noilad Yesh Chelik Leda Habo. Later I saw that the Magali Yisayam Takis Mechiah from the Gemara and Saita, this Gemara and Saita, that like the Madam Mishah She Noilad Yesh Chelik Leda Habo and not Mishah She Nima.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.